Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to an audio devotional by CEFC Student Ministries. We've been covering this series, The Me I Want to Be. It's based on a series and a book by John Ortberg. And again, what we're doing is we're taking small snippets of concepts and ideas, and we're focusing on them. And on a regular basis, several times throughout a week, we're taking about 10 minutes to look at some of this and what the Bible says about how all this fits together. We're on week 3. The idea is redeeming my time. Yesterday, we talked about God knowing the issues that we have. And at the same time, we're moving forward. And we're looking not only at how God knows about the issues we have, and that his timing is best, but we're also, today, we're going to focus on the idea that God gives when we ask for something specific, when we ask for God to work, when we ask for things in the midst of all the time that we have or all the time we don't think we have, God will give. Today we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11. But before we go into that, if you would, pray with me. Dear God, we thank you so much that you not only know about what we need, but you desire to give to us. So right now we ask that you would give to us. You'd give us your words, and you'd give us ways to apply this in everyday life. Thanks for hearing us, God. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, again, we're looking at Luke chapter 11. And as we look at Luke chapter 11, we'll notice several different things. We'll notice that as much as we need to take some time to really become the masterpiece that God gives to us, part of that time that we have to take is we have to take time to acknowledge the fact that God will give us what we ask for. In a way, it's kind of like if an expert mechanic was trying to restore a motorcycle, he'd have to look for specific tools. And if he didn't have them, he'd have to ask for them, whether it be to pay for it or something else. When we desire something, sometimes asking is a tough thing. How do you ask? How do you connect with God? Jesus starts off telling us that. And we find out some details in Luke chapter 11. Here's verse 1. Jesus is teaching on prayer. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" As Jesus gives us what we know as the Lord's Prayer, there are all sorts of different ways and formats to pray, and all sorts of different styles that have been put together to figure out how to pray. We've got some examples at cefcyouth.com. We're not really going to focus on that right now. We're not going to really focus on how to pray, but we're going to focus right now on God's response. Here's verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, and a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need." C. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit those to ask him? Whoa. It's kind of interesting when you look at this parable. Actually, there's two parables here. The first one is talking about this person that wakes his friend up in the middle of the night. Because we're already up, we may do something just to get the person out of our hair. Sometimes we'll do stuff because we're friends with others. Sometimes we'll do stuff for people just to get them to stop asking. But God's promise to us is this. Verse 9, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We've got the promise that God will give. What is it in your life that you need to ask God for? What is it in your life that you need to make the time to ask for God to interact in your life with? And sometimes when we ask, we don't exactly get exactly what we ask for. But Jesus follows it up with a couple questions. Verse 11, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Sometimes when we ask for things, we think we know exactly what we're asking for. But the truth is, sometimes what we're asking for is not really what we want. Sometimes we'll ask to date somebody, but God knows that that person is really not all that person pretends to be. Sometimes we ask for something that really has nothing to do with our heart's desire. And we get upset when God doesn't give us the thing we asked for, when it's really not what our heart desire is. Something to think about. There are all sorts of other things that we can find in this particular passage. When we look at this specific passage, what conflicts exist? What warnings are given? What are we encouraged to do? What is Jesus warn? And why does he warn the reader? There's so many things that's in there. For additional information, you can always check out cefcyouth.com. But again, I'd encourage you to reread the chapter. Let God speak to you. Dig a little deeper. Ask yourself some questions. Talk this over with other people. The more we look into Scripture, the more God will reveal to us. But in order to do that, we've got to take the time. I hope you have an incredible rest of the day. Know you're loved, and that you never have to be alone, and that God has some amazing things for you. God desires to give to you your heart's desire. Let Him do it. God bless.